This. This is he.
Softly a while. Let us not break in upon him.
Oh, change beyond report, thought, or belief.
See how he lies at random, carelessly diffused, with languished head unpropped, as one past hope, abandoned, and by himself given over, in slavish habit, ill-fitted weeds, o'er-worn and soiled. Or do my eyes misrepresent?
Can this be he? That heroic, that renowned, irresistible Samson? Whom unarmed no strength of man or fiercest wild beast could withstand? Who tore the lion as the lion tears the kid? Ran on embattled armies clad in iron and weaponless himself, made arms ridiculous? Useless the forgery of brazen shield and spear, the hammered cuirass, Calibian-tempered steel and frock of mail adamantian proof.
But safest he who stood aloof, when insupportably his foot advanced, in scorn of their proud arms and warlike tools, spurned them to death by troops.
The bolder Scalonite fled from his lion ramp. Old warriors turned their plated backs under his heel, or grovelling soiled their crested helmets in the dust. Then with what trivial weapon came to hand, the jaw of a dead ass, his sword of bone a thousand foreskins fell, the flower of Palestine, in Ramath Lehi, famous to this day.
Then by main force pulled up, and on his shoulders bore the gates of Azar, post and massy bar, up to the hill by Hebron, seat of giants old, no journey of a Sabbath day, and loaded so. Like whom the Gentiles feign to bear up heaven.
Which shall I first bewail, thy bondage or lost sight, prison within prison, inseparably dark?
Thou art become, O worst imprisonment, the dungeon of thyself. Thy soul, which men enjoying sight oft without cause complain, imprisoned now indeed, in real darkness of the body dwells, shut up from outward light, to incorporate with gloomy night, for inward light, alas, puts forth no visual beam.
O mirror of our fickle state, since man on earth unparalleled,
the rarer thy example stands, by how much from the top of wondrous glory, strongest of mortal men,